Lord, that there is a place this morning by the feet of God. It's a place of safety. It's a place of comfort. It's a place of healing. It's a place of renewal. It's a place of refreshing. It's a place of revival. And I am thankful that in those times that, as the song said, when we are weak, we can go to that place at the feet of God and we can find a source of strength that is beyond ourselves. And that is what this is about this morning. It is not about living life in our own way, but it's about living life through the power of Jesus Christ. Desire your prayers this morning as we look into the Word. I've written on the board, led by the Spirit, this continuation of this series of messages on what then? I've received the Holy Spirit. My desire is to serve the Lord, but what do I do now? And a couple of weeks ago, we looked at walking in the Spirit. We had two messages on listen to the Spirit. And this morning, we'd like to consider being led by the Spirit. What I have found as I have been meditating and studying, and the Lord has been talking to my heart on this subject, it's a little bit difficult to put all these subjects in a box. Because when you start talking about a Spirit-filled life, which the Lord wants all of us to have, He wants us to live a Spirit-filled life, you can't just put it in a box and say, okay, this is what it means to walk in the Spirit, and this is listening to the Spirit, and this is led by the Spirit, but they all just merge into a very common subject and a common walk. So while there's some crossover, I find that repetition is where we learn. So I trust the Lord will bless us this morning. I'd like to begin with a familiar passage of Scripture in Proverbs in the 14th chapter. In the 12th verse, and once I start this passage, most of you could probably finish it for us. But there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There is a way that seems right. To all of us this morning, there is a way in our own thoughts and our own opinions, based on what our experiences have been and how we were raised, there is a way that seems right to us. But I want to reaffirm to you this morning is that the way that you think is right in the flesh will bring spiritual death. Now, I'm glad you said that's right, Brother Cook. Do y'all believe that? In other words, I think it's right. I think it's okay. I don't see anything wrong with it. I. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, and the end thereof are the ways of death. Best laid plans, best intentions, folks, will not get us to heaven. Alright? Again, I can get out on the interstate out here, and I can head east and say I'm headed to Joplin. And I intend to get there, I mean to get there, I want to get there, and I'm going to end up in St. Louis. Right? There is a way that seemeth right. Too many times we put emphasis on our opinions. And you know what? Don't we all value our opinions? Let's be honest now. We do. You think you're right. I mean, we're human. It's easier to say you than me. We think we're right, don't we? We have opinions and ideas and perspectives and paradigms and experiences, and we think we got it figured out. But somehow, sometimes, why is it we talk about things and we don't always see everything just alike? Do you know what that means? It means somebody's wrong. And you know what? It's usually the other person, isn't it? There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We value our ways and our thoughts, but the ways of the flesh will lead us to destruction. Another passage of Scripture in Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. It's kind of a Scripture that dovetails with the one in Proverbs. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, And the prophet was acknowledging a vital truth to God, and I would that all of us can truly acknowledge it this morning. And if we can't, it means we're too proud. I hope that's not too close. If we cannot acknowledge this morning, we are too proud and caught up in our own way. Jeremiah said in the 10th chapter in verse 23, he said, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Can we say that about our own life this morning? Can we say that about the things, the choices that we are making today? Can we say that about the decisions, the things that in my opinions I thought I got figured out? Can we say to the Lord this morning, I know that the way of man is not in himself. I know I do not have the capability in my own strength, in my own wisdom, in my own knowledge to direct my own steps to make it successfully to heaven. Folks, that is not a sign of weakness to acknowledge I don't have it within myself. There are too many people, again, you know the common little thing about men that they won't stop and ask for directions? I don't know if you brethren are like that or not. But there's kind of, men just won't stop and ask for direction. They'd rather just circle than just to stop and ask. Do you recognize that a true man of God is someone that will acknowledge, I don't know. I don't have it within myself. I need something greater than me. Until we come to this realization this morning. And I'm not just speaking theoretically, and this is not about platitudes, and it's not about theology. Until you, or until I, can come to a place in a practical sense in my life that I can and will acknowledge, I can't direct my steps and make it to heaven successfully. We're going to get in trouble. We're going to start making some wrong decisions. We're going to start heading in a place spiritually that is going to end up, if not today, we're going to end up in spiritual death. There are decisions that many people are making today and they think they've got it figured out. And they can argue with you and they can give their reasons and they can even quote some scripture to back it up. The devil quoted scripture too. Just because someone can quote scripture doesn't mean they have it. Folks, I need something that goes beyond my head knowledge. We need to study the scripture. We've already talked about that in this series of messages. We need, the Spirit of the Lord uses the scripture. He uses His Word, but He wants to use it in the things of the Spirit. Never will He use His Word to take us closer to the world. Never will He use His Word to take us the way of the flesh. And until we can be, if you'll allow me to say, man enough to acknowledge, I need something more than my opinions and my ideas, we're going to be in danger because we start being reliant on ourselves. We start being reliant on our years of experience. We start being reliant on, well, I've studied that. Recently, I've had some folks tell me, they come along and it's almost vogue to question some truths that we've held that have been settled. Well, I've studied it, it's just not that way, and you need to study it as if I hadn't studied it. As if I hadn't prayed about it. As if I had just accepted something because someone wrote about it so many years ago. Folks, there are truths this morning that we need the Holy Spirit to reveal to us that go beyond even what you hear across this pulpit. But it's when we get into a place that I think I am unique and I just have a little higher level of understanding than you do, what I find when people take that mentality, usually their understanding takes them closer to the world. Usually their understanding means I can live however I want and still profess Christ, and all these things of practical holiness don't make any difference anymore. You just need to read your Bible. Yes, we do need to read our Bible, but understand the Spirit of the Lord wants to lead us, and He will lead us in a relationship that gets us closer to God. The ways of man take us closer to the world. The ways of man take us to fanaticism. That's self-righteousness. If I can just do this and not do that, and oh, I'm so much higher than, holier than all of them, I'm dependent on my own ideas, aren't I? I'm dependent on what I can do for myself. We are interested in a relationship with God that is dependent upon what God is doing in our life. But the ways of man, our own ways, will lead us to destruction. There's a lot of people that profess Christ this morning, and they have not come to the place that they say, Lord, I need you to lead me. I need to be led by the Spirit. Let's turn to our text in the 8th chapter of Romans, in the 14th chapter. And I will say, I know that we are this evening, in lieu of our second service, we are meeting at the nursing home and singing. So I want to be sure that our cup is filled up this morning. In the 8th chapter, in the 14th verse of Romans, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Who are the sons of God this morning? Those that have it all figured out? Those that are caught up in my ways? No, remember, your ways will take you to death. And I want to get a little closer to home now. I trust that all of us here this morning are saved. If you're not, you need to get saved. But when we are saved, and we say, yes, my ways are right now because I'm saved. In other words, now whatever I do because I'm saved, it's just going to naturally be the right thing to do. Not so. Because I'm still in the flesh. The Lord has forgiven me of my sins. He has cleaned me up. He has made me a new creature. But I look in the mirror and I'm still Michael. I'm still in the flesh. I'm still tempted. I still have inclinations of the flesh. And so I need something from God more than Michael. I need something divine from the Lord to enable me to take a path that will take me to heaven. My own mind, my own perceptions are not strong enough, folks. It doesn't mean everything we think is wrong, but it means we are dependent on a higher power. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, those are the children of God. Those are the sons of God. And then I say, are you a child of God? And you say, yes, I got saved 15 years ago. I got saved 30 years ago. I personally got saved 35 years ago. Is that enough? Do I just point back to an experience that I came to the altar or I prayed and said, Lord, forgive me? Does that make me a child of God today? He said here, as many as are led by the Spirit. In other words, we are following God's plan for our life. Today, I'm following God's plan. Self-examination, folks. Is that all right? Are you following God's plan for your life today? What are you being led by? What is the motivation behind the decisions and the choices that you're making? Well, this is what I want. Well, at least you admit it's what you want, instead of saying this is what God wants. But are we making choices really based on what the Spirit of the Lord is leading us to do? To lead means to guide in a way, to direct on a course or direction, to direct the operations or activity of. Who is guiding your choices today? Is that a fair question? It's either the flesh or the Spirit, isn't it? We've already talked about this passage. The ways of the Spirit are contrary. The ways of the flesh are contrary to the things of the Spirit. They're contrary one to another. What are we being led by? In other words, what is guiding us in our life? What the choices that we're making of what we do and where we go and how we act and where we live and how we spend our money and our attitudes and our behaviors to people. What is dictating those choices this morning? Well, it's what I want. Okay, remember, it's okay to have an opinion. Okay, we all have them. But we're talking about a Spirit-filled life. I have the Lord in my heart. What do I do with it? I want to encourage you to be led by the Spirit this morning. I want to encourage you to walk in the Spirit, listen to the Spirit, but be led by Him. The Lord is not going to push you. You know this mentality of when the Lord hits me over the head with a bat and shows me His will, I'll do it? That's normally not how God works. The Spirit of the Lord is a leader. He wants to walk before you with that still, small voice saying, this is the way. And other people are going to say, oh, that doesn't matter. You don't have to do that. What is the Spirit of the Lord saying to you? He's wanting to guide you. He's wanting to put you in a place where you will be benefited spiritually, that you can make heaven your home. So are we making decisions based on those parameters? Or are our decisions this morning based on what I want and what I think and where I, you know, my own opinions and ideas and my own ways? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We read last Sunday, and I'm going to read it again in the 16th chapter of John, the 13th verse. Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you. In what? In all truth. The Spirit of the Lord will guide you in all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. In other words, He's speaking of the will of the Father. And the will of the Father, remember, the Spirit always speaks in accordance to what the Bible teaches. So gone is this idea that the Lord told me that such and such, and it very clearly taught contrary in the Word of God. That wasn't the Spirit, that was the flesh. So listen to the Spirit, but let's be led by the Spirit, because folks, the Spirit of the Lord wants to show you the way this morning. But are you going to follow? Led by the Spirit. We are not left this morning without a compass. We are not left this morning without leadership. Do you know an organization, a business without leadership quickly falls away? People spiritually, even after they have been saved, without walking and listening and being led by the Spirit, will also quickly fall away back into the very things that God delivered them from. Be led by the Spirit. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The Spirit of the Lord will lead you in the way that is best for you personally. See, the way of man is, it's not in himself that walketh to direct his steps. The Spirit of the Lord has a plan in mind for you, for your family, for those that you are with. He has a plan for you. In whatever circumstances you find yourself in today, the Holy Spirit has a plan. And when we turn to our own devices and our own opinions, and, well, I think this is what is best, and we sure get good about telling everybody else what they need to do, don't we? Maybe we don't tell them, but we think it. Right? Am I wrong there, folks? Come on now. I'm right. We do. There's a lot of times we don't say it, but we all can, if people just tell. We have our own set of problems, folks. What are we doing about our own issues? Maybe you need to start listening to someone else then. You know what I'm saying? We need the leadership of the Holy Spirit this morning. It goes beyond what I see with my temporal eyes. It goes beyond situations that I think, well, I think we need to do this or they ought to do that. What is the Holy Spirit leading us to do? And we're too busy to listen sometimes. We're too caught up in what I think and this problem here and this situation here. What is the Spirit saying? As a body of people, do not we say we believe in Holy Spirit leadership? Are you being led by the Spirit then? Or are you being led by what comes out of your mouth too fast without really saying, Lord, what do you want? I had someone situation one time someone was involved in, they got a lot of advice from people that loved them. People that really had their best interest at heart. And they all thought they had figured out what they needed to do. Individual told me, they said the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, had told them what to do. And so contrary to all those that just, you know, human wisdom is what you need to do. Contrary to that, they were faithful to what the Spirit of the Lord led them. Folks, it led them to a wealthy place. I'm not telling you this morning to not heed counsel, but I'm telling you this morning, be led by the Spirit. And I want to challenge each and every one of you, be careful about the counsel you give, that you be led by the Spirit. Because too often we have in our minds this, and I don't know what tomorrow holds. I cannot tell you the outcomes, folks, in your life or mine. And so, Lord, I need something more. Lord, I need your Holy Spirit to lead me because I don't know what the end results are going to be. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So what then this morning are the principles that define your life? The lives of God's children are defined by the principles of the Holy Spirit. Those are what children of God's lives are defined by. There's a lot of people whose lives are defined by their hobbies, by their jobs, by the things they love to do, by the works of the flesh. Their lives are defined by that. What is your life defined by this morning? As many as are led by the Spirit of God. I want to live in a way that when people look on my life, this is my prayer and my desire, that they would say his life is led by the Spirit of God. That's what defines it. Folks, that's what God wants from all of us this morning. But I want to say there are too many people today that are being led by the flesh. They're being led by their own ways. We say, well, can I be led by the Spirit? You know, this morning, if you are saved, you have experienced some of Holy Spirit leadership. Because you remember when you were under conviction? Do you remember when God came and talked to your heart and you felt that? Not only did you feel the condemnation, but you felt the love of God drawing you. That was the Holy Spirit. And when you came to the Lord and you said, yes, Lord, you responded to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I believe in Holy Spirit leadership, not only to be saved, but in every area of our life, the Holy Spirit wants to lead us, folks. That's why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. And we need to, in a very practical way, acknowledge the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our life. You know, sometimes people have difficulty acknowledging that, yes, you're the boss. Because I want to hold on to some authority, and even though you're the one giving me a paycheck, it's a little different. Some people are just too proud to say, you're the boss. In the home, it's difficult for some people to acknowledge, you're the head of the home. In the congregation, it's difficult for some people to acknowledge, you are the authority that God has placed, and I submit to that. Why is that? Because of pride. It's because I want to hold on to something myself rather than just acknowledge that there's an authority. Well, the Lord's interested in these minor, smaller authorities, but he's most interested in us acknowledging the authority of the Holy Spirit in our life. Are we willing this morning to say, Lord, see, leadership, what's the root word in leadership? Lead. Lord, I acknowledge your leadership in my life. So when I have a decision to make, I'm not just going to make a list of pros and cons. I did that on the way back from Africa about a year ago, and I came across it in my Bible a while back. Places that God had, works God had for me, and I kind of went through on a list of, maybe I shouldn't confess this, about kind of what I thought about it. On a scale of 1 to 10, what I wanted to do. Do you know I'm doing some things were kind of rated low on the list? I'm still doing it. Because I don't want to be led by just what I want. I don't want to be just led by what my flesh desires. But Lord, I want to be led by Your Spirit. Folks, can we acknowledge His leadership in our life this morning? Can we acknowledge that, Lord, I want You to lead me in a greater way? You see, most of us believe in the leadership of the Holy Spirit, but too often in our lives, we lead instead of letting the Holy Spirit lead. You know how we do it and keep it spiritual? Let me tell you how we do it. We get down and we pray and we say, that's spiritual. I'm praying about it. But what we're saying is, Lord, this is what I'm going to do, and Lord, would You bless me in this? And Lord, I want, this is a decision I've made, and Lord, I want Your blessings on this, rather than coming to the Lord with an open heart and saying, Lord, it's not in me to direct my steps. And I acknowledge Your leadership in my life. Lord, would You lead me? Would You show me, Lord, what You want me to do? Would You tell me, Lord, what You want me to say to that person? Would You tell me, Lord, getting into finances and temporal things, Lord, would You show me how You want me to spend that money? Lord, would You lead me on where You want me to go? Lord, would You lead me into the work and the places that You want me to be? Are we being led by the Spirit this morning? Or do we say, I'm saved, and then we pray for God's blessings on it? Or are we daily coming before the Lord saying, Lord, it's not me to direct my steps. I need Your Holy Spirit. I'm not even half done this morning. I thought we'd get done. I want to conclude with one other thought. A couple other things before we sit down. When we are led by the Spirit, we will be submitting to His influence and control in our life. When we are led by the Spirit, and so when we find the flesh is pulling us a different direction, or we are just honest enough to acknowledge that, you know what, this is what I want to do. It's okay to acknowledge that. We all have opinions, folks. It's not wrong to have an opinion. Don't misunderstand my message this morning. But what I'm saying is that through our opinions and perspectives and paradigms and ideas, that at the end of the day, it should be at the first of the day, not the end, I'm going to say, Lord, I acknowledge Your leadership. And I want You to reveal Your plan. And I'm going to submit to the influence of the Holy Spirit today. When we are led by the Holy Spirit, folks, do you know what we're going to start doing? When we are actually led, see, the Lord is not going to push us. Do you acknowledge that this morning? The Lord is not going to force you to do what He wants you to do. He's not going to force you to give it up. He's not going to force you to take on, but He wants to just walk before you saying, this is the way. And we live in a religious society that's professing the name of Christ, and they're not being led by the Spirit. The Lord's not going to take a bat to us, folks. But He's going to speak and He's going to gently lead us. How many people are really listening and saying, Lord, I'm going to follow where You lead me? As you begin to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, you know what's going to happen? You're going to start to shut out the other things in your life that are vying to be your leader. I'm going to say that again. When you start listening to the Holy Spirit, and you start walking after the Spirit, and you start being led by the Spirit, you're going to begin to shut out the other things that are vying for leadership in your life. Because now, I've got my eyes on the Lord, and I hear His voice, and I see the Lord is right before me. I don't know where the Spirit's going to take me tomorrow, but I see where He's saying where to be today. And I'm going to begin to tune out my own flesh. I'm going to begin to tune out those that are around me that would try to pull me a different direction. I'm going to start tuning it out. I'm going to start shutting off the things of this world. So many people are caught up with a love for the world and they profess to know the Lord. And the Lord's saying, those that are led by the Spirit, they are the children of God. One last thought before I sit down. In an orchestra, there is a leader, is there not? There's someone that stands in front. Have you ever gone to a symphony? If you haven't, you should. You might enjoy that. But it will bring there's this conductor. And before that symphony, he's there to lead. And do you recognize, what do you think if someone said, oh, I know how to play the violin or the oboe or whatever all those things are. He said, I know how to play this and I'll just follow the music and I'm just playing all the right notes and stuff. But it's out of time with what's going on around about him. See, they may have the notes down, but they don't have the time right with circumstances around about them. So it's not just about having a head knowledge of God's ways, folks. This is about the Holy Spirit wants to conduct and lead us to keep us in harmony and to keep us in time with His Spirit. So then what do you have to do? You have to keep your eye on the conductor. You have to watch for His signal. You have to keep your eye on Him, folks. It's not a man that walketh direct His steps. I need the Holy Spirit to lead me in my life. I am desperate this morning for Holy Spirit leadership. We say we believe it, but folks, what's more important is that we live it. And I want to challenge you. I'm going to go ahead and finish putting the rest of this title on the board. That's one, because we're going to come back to this. Be led by the Spirit this week. Every decision you make, the choices, the life-changing decisions, the things that are going to affect relationships in your life, recognize that your ways are not going to get you to that spiritual success that God wants for you. He wants to lead you by the Spirit. Let's listen to Him and then walk in it.